You're not gonna say it.
All right. Somebody a little note card out here. Let's talk about the big preparation. H. Preparation helpful snowman. Oh my god. That's what I should label my notebook for this. You know, if I write down little ideas for the show, be like, oh yeah, here's my show prep. My preparation H. My preparation helpful snowman. Welcome. Welcome to this episode. I have no idea. I like to start each episode with just a sort of disclaimer slash proof I don't know what I'm doing. So, you know, I don't know what this is going to sound like because I'm using the new recorder provided so wonderfully by my brother and his wife, or my brother's wife and my brother. I would name names, but I don't know if they want to be named, so I'm not going to, out of respect for them. But thanks for this. And so I don't know what it's going to sound like, and I just like to sort of pre-critique the sound, because I just feel like that way no one else can really critique it. It's the Eminem 8 Mile tactic, right? I just say, like, well, this might be terrible, because then what is someone going to do? Be like, hey, the sound was terrible. So I'll say, yeah, I know. I said that. I already told you that that would happen. So I'm on my way to a periodontist because I have gum recession, possibly from gingival origins. I don't know. You know, tooth shit. It's like, you know, the dentist and stuff wonders why people don't go, you know what I mean? Why do people not do this? Why do not people do that? And I'm kind of like, you know, because, like, you go to the dentist. If you don't go to the dentist, you can go a good decade without going to the dentist, and you feel fine. Like, you don't know there's anything wrong, and therefore, it's fine. Now, then you eventually go again, and they're like, well, you have these 50 problems. You know what I mean? And you're like, well, god damn it. I had a friend who just went, like, yesterday and had a cavity filled, and it was like, well, she had this cavity that was supposedly pretty bad, and it was like she didn't even know. Like, how much of a problem is this if you don't even know? And obviously it is, but you know, it's like on the scale of deniability, right? Because you're like, all right, you have a medical issue, and you're like, I don't know, I've been having some pain in this area, right? And it's like, if I can gut it out, or it's not that bad, or it's super infrequent, it's like, wait, I'm not going to go to the doctor for that. Everyone's like, why didn't you go to the doctor and find out that you had this disease? Because you're like, well, I'll still have the fucking disease, and I'll know I have the disease. And, you know, unless, basically, I think most people don't go to the doctor until they have to, right? But then as soon as you start going, it's like they start uncovering all this other shit that, you know, just makes it worse. You start cleaning your house, and it's like when you start sweeping the floor, you realize that the baseboards are dirty as fuck. You know what I mean? And when you start cleaning those, then you're like, oh my god, like no one's ever cleaned out the cabinets in this place. And then you just keep going until you're eventually like, I've cleaned things that didn't need to be cleaned. You know, it's like, oh, you can vacuum the coils on the back of your refrigerator. And you're like, who the fuck is eating off the back of the refrigerator? Like, who gives a shit? Just fucking, you got the refrigerator. Use the front side. That's my household cleaning tip. Don't use the back side. There's a reason that the refrigerator goes into the corner. And it's because no one wants to see what's behind it. All right? This is a perfect design. They're like, let's have the dirty part that attracts all the dirt particles in the back. Let's put that on the back side. It's like, you know, if I cleaned the underside of my car. Like, I put it up on a rack at the car wash. Oh, my God. I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but I'm going to do a sort of investigative reporting style show, because there's a car wash kind of in the vicinity of where I live that, like, a couple weeks in a row, I'd be driving by with Poon Master Flex on a Saturday or Sunday, and there's a fucking line of cars coming out of the car wash. I mean, there are, like, four or five cars lined up on the street waiting to turn to go into the car wash. And then there was someone going left, you know, so describing things on the road is terrible. But basically somebody turned and just wedged themselves in going left and blocked the lane because they were like wanted to get into this car wash. And the people in line for the car wash were like honking and going like, what the fuck, you know? And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not like an emergency. You could go around the block and come back and get in line for the fucking car wash. Like, you do not need to wedge yourself in. It's not like you're picking up your kid from school or something like that. Which, by the way, total nightmare. Out by where I am, there's a few schools, right? And, like, about 4 o'clock every day, the traffic is completely backed up, like, on the main road. Not just in the parking lot, but on the main road. It's crazy. And I'm like, nobody will, like, not only let, but will make their kids and just be like, listen, we live like a mile from here. You can walk a mile. We wonder why, like, the entire country is so shitty and out of shape. And it's like, yeah, because we're not even going to have kids. Like, when you're a kid, you should definitely be able to walk a mile. I mean, come on. Come on. But it's like, no. We gotta have all the parents line up in their own individual cars and then, like, pick up their kids. And then I remember when I was a kid, we carpooled to school, right? And it's like 1 week my mom would drive, 1 week my friend's dad usually drove. And when my mom drove, there wasn't enough seats for everyone, so I would sit in the back of a station wagon, you know, and in the trunk, basically. Which it was like, it's like, you know, if you live in somewhere that's a little bit redneck, it's people ride in the back of a pickup truck, and it's not like a big thing. I feel like now people would be like, that's monstrous, you know, you can't have your kid not in a seatbelt and whatever. And it's like, hey, listen, you know, we were making do with what we had. And it worked, you know, it was fine. I got to school, I'm alive, whatever. You know, it's like, yeah, maybe we don't need each kid to show up in their own fucking GMC Yukon, right? Like, they don't need their own stretch limousine to show up. I was helping this kid print pictures at the library, like, 2 days ago. And they're all pictures of these trucks. And they're, like, big pickup trucks, but they just look like the most annoying fucking trucks I've ever seen. The people who made those trucks, I was just like, I hope that you look back on your life and you're just like, not only have I wasted my life, but I made it worse for everyone. You know, it'd be like a lifted Chevy, ridiculously high, and then it would be so long, like the cab was like a 6-door cab, and then there'd be the, you know, truck bed on it, which was extra hilarious, because I was like, you know, I think like a Hummer limo or something looks totally ridiculous, but this was like a pickup truck limousine, which you're like, what are you putting in the back of that? Like, what's going in the bed? That is definitely a truck bed that will never be used, right? Like, this is just because you want to drive a truck, but you just want it to look like the craziest fucking thing. You know, and it's got, like, the huge fucking smokestack coming out of the top and all this shit. Oh, my God. There's this apartment close to mine, and there's always these two super annoying trucks parked outside. You know, they've got the huge smokestack. They've got all this shit. They've got, like, the truck nuts hanging off the back. And it's like, I just always want to, like, they always put a bucket over the top of the smokestack at night, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I always think of different things I want to fill it with, you know, popcorn. And just, like, have it be it turn into a popcorn bopper or some shit. All these different things that I'm like, oh, this would be awesome to just fill this fucker up with whatever garbage. Which I would argue is like, well, that's exactly what they're doing to everybody else. It's like, oh, so you don't like it when someone stuffs a bunch of garbage into your truck, but when a bunch of garbage is coming out of your truck, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Seems like you're getting awfully picky, but who am I to say what's right and wrong in the world, right? Anyway, I was just helping this kid print these pictures, and he's like, I don't know, in his early teens. And I was like, I hope that you're over this by the time. Also, by the way, I just want everyone to take a quick, you know, we try and be really progressive on social issues here in Helpful Snowman. I want you to picture the race that you think this kid was, and I'm here to tell you he was not that race. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. So yesterday, the water was shut off in my building. They were like, they sent us a thing on Monday that said, hey, tomorrow the water is going to be shut off from 8:30 to 5. Which I was like, geez, that's kind of a... It was kind of a catch-22 thing, right? Because you're like, oh, it's fucking annoying when, like, the cable guy is supposed to come, the internet guy. And they're like, we'll be here between 12 and 4:30. And then, of course, then they show up at, like, 5. And they're like, oh, why weren't you prepared for me to be there? And you're like, well, because you had a four-hour fucking range in which to show up and you didn't make it. Like, that was not a big enough target for you. You needed a larger span of time. I mean, come on. But I couldn't decide which was worse because I was like, well, I know the water's going to be off all day. So that's kind of annoying. But I guess it would also be bad if it was just like sometime between this time it'll be off. So maybe it's better just to be like, hey, listen, it's probably going to be off at this time. So don't plan on it. But of course, you know, I was like, filled up a glass at 9 o'clock or something and was like, what the fuck, man? Like, you lied. You lied to me, you lied. But, so they were coming to replace the cartridge valves and all the showers, right? Like, all the units. And they're like, well, we can't tell anyone what time they're going to be in any given unit. Like, it's just going to be, they start with one and keep rolling through. Which I was like, well, it doesn't matter to me because I got to go to, you know, to work and whatever. So, I decided, though, I was like, I'm going to be a nice guy here, because they're doing all these apartments, right? And it's probably like everyone just gets pissed off because they've got no water and da-da-da-da. And I was like, also, there's a bunch of fucking weirdos in this apartment building, so that's got to be real fun to, like, go through. And I bet if you were a plumber and you were going to that apartment, you'd be like, this is awesome. I bet there's going to be, like, some hot college babes living in these apartments. And maybe there are. I have no idea. But I know for a fact there's a bunch of weirdos in there. And I know for a fact if you were there between 8:30 and 5 on a Tuesday, that's probably who you're going to run into. And who's probably going to be the most likely to just be hanging out in the apartment the entire time you're trying to just do this shit. So I was like, I'm going to be like nice. Because, you know, I thought about it and I was like, well, hey, the water's going to be shut off. Like... Yeah, I guess if you were a plumber and you came in and you're like, oh, I could, 8:30 to 5, I would like to drink something in between that time. So I left a note for them and I was like, hey, thanks for fixing things up. I was like, there's a pitcher of water in the fridge if you want. I also have ginger ale. That's basically all I have to drink. And then I had candy that was still left over from Halloween. And so I put out this candy bowl and was like, if you want some candy, go for it, right? Because I was like, I don't know, fuck it. Why not? Why the hell not? And maybe they don't want it, but if they don't want it, great. You know, then whatever, that's fine. And so I've had some, not run-ins, but I've had some differential quality of people who come to fix things in my apartment. Because in the time I've lived in that building, I think it's been like 3 or 4 times. Twice a year, I think they come and they change out the filters and stuff like that. Now, in my old place, there was a smoke alarm that was right above my bed. So, when they came the first time to, like, check things, whoever got on and checked my smoke alarm stood right in the middle of the comforter on the bed and just left, like, boot prints on the bed, on the bedspread. And I was like, okay. That's cool. You know, I was like, you know, when you go to, like, a fucking grease monkey, they lay down a little paper mat on the floor, which I'm a little like, I mean, it's the floor of a car. I'm not that worried about it, but yeah, I guess some people are. But, you know, it would be, it's another situation, I feel like, when they're standing on your bed. When they're like, I'm going to just stand on this fucking bed. And the worst part of it was, I think the battery died in that fucking thing like 2 weeks later. You know, and I was like, all right, so clearly you did not change the battery. Would you just push the button and test it? And you're like, okay, good. It's like, if you're going to leave a boot print on the bed, you might as well fucking change the battery while you're up there, right? I mean, if you're going to check every single one, why not just swap out the batteries? Why not just be like, eh, we do this once a year. If we swap out the batteries, we know that it's been swapped out. Why not even just be, you know, if you're the management thing, be like, all right, so, you know, it's a fucking 9-volt battery because the smoke alarm industry is like in bed 69ing with the 9-volt battery. For some reason, smoke alarm is like the only thing that still takes a 9-volt battery. So I'm like, well, what else takes that anymore? Like RC car controllers used to have them, I guess. Some crazy flashlights used to have them. Also, why is a 9-volt battery the one that we talk about in volts? You know what I mean? In power amount. We've got, like, what kind of batteries do you have? I don't know, A, AA, AAA, D, whatever. It's fucking batteries and bras, man, that have, like, this crazy system of, there's doubles this, but not of that. There's AAA, but there's not. I've never heard of a triple D battery. I guess there could be. This giant battery that never fits in a bra. But, so then, you know, that was not as good of a thing. Then there was a time some plumbers came into my apartment because, the bathtub faucet was dripping. It took them like 10 minutes to fix the fucking thing. It was easy. And they were like, they were nice dudes. And then they left. Then there was a time some dudes came to fix the fridge. They came, they had like that huge window of time. They came super late, like, I don't know, 45 minutes after the window. They're knocking on the door and I'm in the shower. Cassie was there, so she let him in. So it worked out, but I was kind of like, well, yeah, fuckers. Like, if you're gonna give me a 4-hour window, it's the exact same thing as the cable thing, right? And it took them quite a long time to fix it. Also, there were 4 dudes there to fix this, you know, fridge, which I was like, I mean, 4 people is a pretty crowded situation in my apartment. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like this was one of those jobs, they worked like a road crew, where it was like, all right, there's one dude who's actually working, like a lot, like he's got both his arms in the freezer and da-da-da-da. And then there's one dude who's like kind of helping him out, and you're like, okay, these guys both seem like a necessary part of the process. And then there's the 2 other guys, the one guy who was not even looking at the work that was being done, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, I don't know who's the boss in this situation. Like, I don't know if it's the person doing the work or the person, you know, just watching. But I gotta say, if I was the boss, I'd be like, look, motherfucker, you might not be working. This would be my speech to, like, my construction crew. If I was a foreman of some kind, I'd be like, all right, look, when you're not working, I just want you to do something that looks like you could perhaps be working. I'm not saying it's got a definitive, you know, you don't got to swing a sledgehammer around. I'm just saying unroll a fucking, you know, rolled up huge piece of paper so it looks like maybe you're looking at some plans. You know what I mean? Just fiddle with the dials on that surveyor shit. Or, you know, do something. Walk over to a tool bag, look through it, walk back. You know what I mean? Just have something. Here's a tip for anyone who wants to look busy in an office environment. Or a construction environment. Get a clipboard and just have it. And if you're walking around with a clipboard, everyone's going to assume, like, well, he's doing something. He's got a clipboard. Oh, God. There's a big billboard right here that says, it's all about relationships. Merry Christmas. Well, I don't. Oh, Colorado Youth Outdoors. Okay. All right. Fair enough, I guess. I don't know what's all about relationships. If it Christmas is all about relationships, but whatever. So, this time, I leave out the candy, I leave out the water, I leave out the ginger ale. Partially to be nice. Partially, if I'm being honest. Because then maybe they'll be like, oh, this seems like a good dude. Let's not track filth all over his bathroom, which he keeps pretty clean. This was completely unsuccessful. There's like black boot prints in the bathtub, on the bathroom floor, everywhere, basically. Which I was like, oh, that's cool. That's really nice. I mean, why wouldn't you bring just a fucking towel? Just lay a towel down. And the time after they left a boot print on my bed, the one time, after that, I laid like a towel out on the bed for them to step on, you know, when they told us they were coming again. Because I was like, okay, this is probably what they should be doing, but whatever, like, I'll do it for them. I don't mind. But it seems like something they should do, right? Seems like, if you could, why not? Why not lay out a fucking towel? Why not? There's no answer to that question, by the way. There's no answer whatsoever. So anyway, I tried to be a nice, a sweet, and this is how you get repaid. It was like one of many times in life, you know, where you're like, well, this is what I get for trying to do something nice. This is my reward. Payback. Payback for my niceness. My comeuppance. I got comeuppance right in my face. So I'm on the way to a periodontist. I've been trying to reschedule this doctor's appointment. I had this doctor's appointment scheduled, right, for this procedure. Now, when I went to the doctor, the closest place they do it is at this place in Denver. So you'll have to go there. And I was like, okay. And then the scheduler calls me and is like, okay, where do you want to do this? Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, Denver? And I was like, well, the doctor said I had to do it in Denver. And she was like, no, you can do this anywhere. And I was like, are you sure? Like, and she's like, yeah, it says right here, like, you can do it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll fucking do it in town then. I don't really feel like just driving into, I don't know, some of the most infuriating traffic I've ever experienced. If I can avoid it, I would avoid it. So then, of course, then they call you the day before and they're like, we can't do that here. And you're like, yeah, I know. I kind of knew that, but also kind of did this. So then I have to call the doctor back and be like, so listen, I guess I'm dumb, but maybe you're dumb or maybe the scheduler's dumb. Someone is dumb here. And I'm willing to take my share of the blame. Let's call it a third. Yeah, especially because I actually said to them, da-da-da-da. Anyway, the whole point of this whole thing is I'm just like, you know, one of the things they're always talking about is how if you have, like, universal health care, it takes forever to get in to see the doctor. And I'm like, where are you living that the capitalist version of healthcare is like, I saw the fucking doctor immediately. I make an appointment with my doctor and I get to see them within the month. Like, that has never happened for me. Ever. You know, and it's like, well, yeah, what do you expect? I mean, I don't know how, I would love to know what the average wait time is, because between my doctors, like, as soon as you have to see a specialist or somebody, you know, who's not just your regular doctor, as soon as you get a referral to somebody, it takes 6 fucking weeks. It takes 6 weeks before you can get in for an appointment that you're like, well, this is actually at an extremely inconvenient time for me, but to be honest, what choice do I have? You know, I can't, you know, you'll say like, I don't know, you got anything else? And they're like, we have this other appointment that's 18 weeks after that. And you're like, all right. I feel like this is their scheduling tactic. They find you an appointment that's extremely inconvenient for you, but is like really super convenient for them. Cause they're like, if I schedule him right here, that stacks everything up for that day. And then we get to go home, but it's not convenient for you. So you're like, do you have anything else? And they're like, all right, well, if he asks for a second choice, I'm going to give him something like so far in the future that it's asinine, and he'll have to take this one. Only a crazy person would not take this first one if they get the option, and the option is the second one. So anyway, and I had to make like an hour of phone calls and like figure out like who needs to refer me to where and like, and you call these places, right? And she's like, okay, well, here's the hospital you call to have this done. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I'm going to just call them, and this is just their general number, right? Because she was like, I'll give you their phone number. And I'm like, great. And she says, 1-800. And I was like, no. Like, I'm not going to know which button to push, because you call these doctors in these hospitals, and the menus never have the thing you need. You know what I mean? It's like, and always, too, at the beginning. Always. They're like, if this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. Which I'm like, no fucking shit. Like, if you're so dumb that in an emergency, it's like, I'm having an emergency right now. Like, I don't know. My bottom half of my face is cut off, and I'm calling my dentist. My regular dentist at 11:30 p.m. Give me a fucking break. That person is just not going to make it. How are they possibly going to make it? How are they even going to talk on the phone? Half their jaw's gone. But, yeah, it's just like, somehow they managed to have eight or nine, and none of them are good. And the last one is always kind of like the closest, right? Like, I've learned that when you call these places, you got to have a piece of paper right there, and you write down the phone number you just called, and then you write down the numbers you pushed after that so that you can get through, and then you can just wait on hold for like 15 minutes. And when you're on hold, the whole time you're on hold is like you'll have this repeated thing, you know, like wherever it is. If it's a doctor's office, they'll be like, did you know you can create an account online with my banner to do all this stuff online? And I'm like, yeah, I do know that you are telling me I can do that. But it doesn't actually work. Like, I cannot, you know, it's like they have these options at the top, like schedule an appointment. It doesn't fucking work. You just put in there, like, I would like an appointment, and then they fucking call you. Some crazy person calls you. You know, and then you cannot call. Even if you know who you need to talk to, you're like, I need to talk to Dr. So-and-so's scheduler. They're like, no. Like, I so badly, this is like one of the great things about being a doctor that no one tells you. Like, they're saying, oh, well, you get money and da-da-da-da. And it's like, yeah, you know what else is awesome about being a doctor? You have an entire team of people whose job it is to basically prevent you from having to talk to Yahoos on the phone. Which is awesome. Like, everybody wants that. No one wants to admit it, but everyone wants that in their life. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, some weirdo calls and is, like, asking for something that you don't even provide, and you have an entire team of people and an entire system designed to prevent that person from ever speaking to you. Like, I don't think that the doctor has a phone that is reachable by his own office. I'm sure he has a phone in his pocket. I'm positive. But I bet he does not have... I bet that phone is not, like, one that has a phone number you can dial. Like, I bet it... You have to dial some button on phones that only his family has. You know, there's another number. They invented a new number out there. You got, like, 0 through 9, and then there's this other mystery number that you have to dial that's not even available on, like, my phone. So he's like, well, this way, there's no way this fucker's gonna call me. I don't know what the number is. It's just, like, a little picture of a doctor. I'm like, oh, we designed this one to look like a, you know, it's a dollar sign is probably what it is. A little picture of a dollar sign, and it's like, hey, how did you get that on your phone? And it's like, if you needed to know, you would know. Okay? If you needed to know that information, you would. I've got an eye doctor I'm trying to schedule. I tried to... This is the thing, too. Like, all these eye doctors will have, like, make an appointment online, you know? And you do that, and then you just never hear anything. Which I'm like, look, if you don't actually do this, just make me call you. Just tell me, like, we don't do that. You have to call. Sorry. Ugh. And that's such a nightmare. Like, I need to get new glasses. I've had the same glasses for, like, a decade. And just from a hygiene standpoint, I don't know what kind of goo and stuff is on my face, but it's, like, the little nose bridge pieces are, they have, like, a molasses on them that I don't feel like should be there. It seems like I dropped them in some kind of chemical. Not a chemical, some kind of biomass that's not really defined by modern science. Some kind of an ancient evil. Anyway, I need new glasses. That's the short version. And you try and get these eye doctors, and then like you go to the eye doctor and they're sort of like, oh, you can pick from these three frames, and you're like, oh, these are pretty nice, you know, and you're looking at them just all, and all of them look like shit. Every single one of them, you're like, I mean, this is like a, when did you get these? How did they let you go to Jeffrey Dahmer and take his glasses off of his body from his personal property when he was arrested? He got these like 1970s shit glasses. I don't get doctors. I don't get dentists. I don't get any of it. I don't know why they do what they do or how they do it. But I'd like to, I want to be a part of it. Let me tell you that. If I could be part of it. I'm trying to just not have sour grapes, but I want to be on the team. I don't want to eliminate these options for doctors, because I want to get in on the action. All right. I sound like this podcast is like if an old hypochondriac man did a podcast. So it's lucky for you, because it's like you get some of that perspective, even though you probably wouldn't otherwise, because like what old hypochondriac man is like, I'm going to start a podcast. All right. I'll see you next time.